Why do you believe that flying saucers exist?
Well, as editor of Flying Saucer Review and through our International UFO Observer Corps, I see thousands of sighting reports sent to us from every country.
Sent in by ordinary men in the street who happens to have seen a flying saucer.
That's right. Some of them very highly trained observers as well.
But some of them, surely, are just cranks.
Yes, we have our wishful thinkers. And we have, as I say, our expert observers.
Is there any evidence that does seem to be completely true?
Yes. For instance, I have here a sighting report sent to us by Miss Connor of Truro, Cornwall. Miss Connor is a highly trained woman observer. Her sighting took place at a Royal Observer Corps exercise on October the 21st last year. Miss Connor saw a silver oblong object high in the sky and watched it for 20 minutes. This object was standing still against the wind, which rules out a balloon.
Mr. Trench, did I say there are flying saucers? Surely there's a perfectly possible explanation. They are, in fact, secret weapons used by the Russians or the Americans or even ourselves.
No, they've been seen over every country in the world. The United States would not fly their secret weapon surely over the behind-the-curtain countries and vice versa.
And why do you think there are people in them?
Many books have been written on the subject, some of which have actually contained ground contact stories with people from outer space. Some of these people have even been taken for rides in flying saucers.
Well, frankly, that sounds to me as if you've been taken for a ride. I simply do not believe for a second that anyone on the Earth has gone up in a flying saucer.
Well, that is a matter of opinion. We believe definitely that the existence of flying saucers exists. That is our main plank.
And what part of outer space do you think they come from?
Professor Hermann Oberth, the guided missiles expert, considers that they come from other solar systems altogether. They may even possibly come from all over the universe.
Do you think that there are people from outer space among us on Earth at the moment?
I have never knowingly met one, but nothing is impossible.
Mr. Trench, I think I would be convinced in flying saucers, except for one thing. If they do exist, why haven't they made themselves known to us in a manner which would leave no doubt whatsoever?
Well, would you descend and land in a snake pit?
Well, if flying saucers are listening into us at this moment, let's assure them that we'll treat them most hospitably if they arrive. I know I'd love to see one. And as a matter of fact, we have with us two people who claim they have seen flying saucers. The first is Mr. Gavin Gibbons.
I was near Renton when I suddenly saw a bright light in the sky. It was much brighter than a star and caught my attention at once. It got larger and larger until half the size of the moon, and then it vanished. I've seen 10 others. Most of these were scanners, what we believe to be unmanned pickups for super television sets on the larger spacecraft. We think they may come from Mars, Venus, or the planets of another star. In my researches in Shropshire and the West Midlands, I have come across a lot of activity in the Stafford area, especially over the two aerodromes of Syford and Hixton. And I believe that should the spacemen decide to land, they will choose Stafford as their base.
And now, Dr. Percy Wilkins, an amateur astronomer.
I did not believe in the existence of unidentified flying objects until June the 11th, 1954, when on a flight from Charleston, West Virginia to Atlanta in Georgia. The plane was flying at the height of 8,000 feet between two banks of cumulus clouds. Against the shaded one and above two of the clouds, I saw two perfectly oval, brilliant, and golden color objects, which are moving in the opposite direction to the clouds, but slowly. Then my eye was attracted to a third object, exactly similar size, but which was not of a bright color, this suddenly accelerated from zero, and in 5 seconds vanished behind a nearer cloud. Its estimated speed must have been somewhere about 2,000 miles an hour. So I'm convinced that they came from this Earth, but I cannot identify them against any known civil or military objects.
Even more remarkable is the experience of Mr. King, editor of Cosmic Voice.
On the 23rd of March, 1956, I had what was to me the great honor to be granted permission to visit the space station in orbit of this Earth. This space station we term the third satellite. It comes from Mars, and after being given permission, I did actually visit this space station in my etheric body.
Your etheric body? What's that?
Well, that is the subtle counterpart of the man's body.
Subtle?
Yes. As apart from the purely physical cellular structure.
And have you seen people from outer space?
Yes, I saw people from Mars and Venus and from other planets.
So could you understand them?
The people from Mars I could understand quite easily. They spoke to me through telepathy, and they telepathed a kind of pictures of what they wanted to convey.
And might I ask, what are the women on Venus like?
Very, very beautiful indeed.
Out of this world, in fact.
Absolutely out of this world, yes.